Well, you know, the thing is, we're all responsible for our level of knowledge of God. So in Romans 1, verse 20, it says, "For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse." That's what scripture says.
Mm.
So yes, we need to preach the word, which is simply telling people about Jesus, and in and out of season, as it says in 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instructions. So yes, we do that, fulfilling the Great Commission. But for those who have never heard, there are provisions for them, like that passage in Romans 1:20. And, you know, for those who don't have the ability, to understand because, well, maybe they're an infant or maybe they're, special needs who can't comprehend, the message, to make a decision. It's the whole age of accountability, the ability to comprehend, that comes into play. So that it shows the fairness of God as he understands it and as we, as we understand it too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it would not be fair if people who had, full capable understanding of different things weren't even given a chance to know, okay, well, what's going on? Well, God says, look, I'm already there in nature. All you have to do is discover it.
Mm-hmm. Here's something that I hear a lot. Of course, we know that we're not saved by works.
Right.
Right? But there was this thing going around once that I remember hearing, and I don't know. So this is basically how it went. They were thinking about even like tribes in the middle, like the Amazon, for example, or people who literally have had no human contact. They just grew up. They were born in wherever,
yep.
And had no way of hearing the truth or the word of God or whatever, like allegedly. So in that case, there was this thing going around where it's like, okay, these people are judged based on their works and their deeds. What do you say about that?
I would say that's sort of accurate, but I mean, like, it's more accurate, based on what they've, been made to know. I mean, like, as Romans 1:20 basically said there, there's enough in nature, God's divine creation, that all they have to do is look around and go, okay, this was not random.
Yeah.
This was not chance. It didn't just drop out of the sky. I mean, like, someone made this.
Yeah.
It's enough to point them in the right direction.
And I just had a thought. Okay, that kind of makes what I just said stupid. Okay? Because here's the thing. I was literally in that scenario, and I'm assuming these other people who were thinking this were thinking the exact same thing as well, because I was thinking a human being had to show God to these other people. But let's be honest, the Holy Spirit and God is God. They are not limited to human resources. So who's to say that they didn't show up to these people in their own way that would make sense to them as well and give them a chance and opportunity,
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, look in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
The Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush.
Yeah, that's very true.
So.